Good morning, Faith Lutheran Church. This is Pastor Terrell, and this is our first episode of Sunday on Mondays. This is a time where I'm going to spend just real brief reflecting on our conversation, sermon, or classes, questions, things that have happened on Sunday that I'd really like to speak more about and think a little bit more about. And so sometimes it might be questions in Bible study. Sometimes it might be further reflection on the sermon, which is what I want to do today. I want to look a little bit more at our Old Testament reading from Exodus. As I mentioned, this is kind of in the middle. This is three chapters, right at the beginning of Israel's story after they've been delivered, rescued, and redeemed out of slavery, out of Egypt, out of that oppression. And our Old Testament reading was in the middle of these three chapters, but these three chapters set forth some themes that get carried out all the way through the whole Old and New Testament. And one of those, which we heard about, was the bread from heaven, which Jesus picks up in John chapter 6, which is our gospel reading yesterday and for the next two Sundays. So these are three important chapters, and there's a question in one of the chapters that we didn't hear and didn't get a chance to look at, but I want to reflect on that this morning. The question is, as a part of the hearts and minds of Israel, and God is trying to address this, the question that Israel is asking is the Lord among us or not? Okay, this is Exodus chapter 17, verse 7. The Lord is among the people working, and they are testing the Lord, Moses writes. They're testing the Lord with this question, are you even there or not? Are you among us or not? Where's the Lord? Is he here? Where is he? Which is funny because in chapters 15, 16, and 17, we see the Lord provide sweet water, bread from heaven, meat in the form of quail every evening, and again, water that flows out of a rock. Then he protects them against the Amaleks in battle, and Israel is able to overcome their adversaries because of the Lord. And we see that he is present in this glorious cloud there, visible for them. So, we read of all these things happening, and then we read them asking, is the Lord among us or not? Now, it's easy for us to kind of look back in hindsight at what God has provided here in Exodus and say, what's wrong with you Israelites? Right? What are you thinking? Open your eyes. Look at what has happened to Egypt. Look at what God has done. He has literally by his own strong arm delivered you out of, redeemed you and rescued you out of centuries of slavery. Then he took you, after plundering Egypt, through the sea on dry ground. Then you watched him devour this powerful army of Egypt. Then he took you into the wilderness where there was no water and no food and no shelter and no protection. And he provided food and water and shelter and protection. So it's ironic to me, or it's just very strange that Israel would be asking this question, right? Well, it catches my attention because really, I catch myself sometimes asking this question. Do you? Do you sometimes wonder, is the Lord among us or not? Do you sometimes wonder, especially today when things just seem so chaotic and so messy and depraved, where we chase after all kinds of lies and corrupted philosophies of how to do life and how to live the good life? I sometimes wonder, is the Lord among us or not? And of course, that is my own flesh. That is our flesh, and that is the Satan whispering in our ears, just as he did with Adam and Eve. telling us no. That's our own sinful flesh blinding us from seeing the work of God, where we see his work in the world among us, for example, that he has in fact called me and you and gathered us together in this church and provides for us these precious gifts where we are forgiven and our faith is strengthened in the sacraments, in the preaching of the word, and the absolution. And we are too blind to notice. Our ears are too deaf to hear these gifts and these promises and this proclamation. And so we end up asking the same question, is the Lord among us or not? You see, we forsake what Scripture says. For instance, Jesus says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Jesus says, this is my body, so I'm here. he says, the word became flesh and dwelled among us. We will call him Emmanuel, that is, God with us. And so Jesus is indeed with us. His spirit is certainly with us. We read in Bible study in 1 Corinthians that our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who dwells within us. So is God among us or not? Well, sure, he says he is, and he is. We can not only hear his words and promises that he will be with us always to the ends of the earth, but we can also see his work just in our own selves. The fact that we're here in this church hearing the word of God every Sunday, that we desire even to read his word every day. But nevertheless, there's that question, is the Lord among us or not? Let's just take a second to close this morning with a word of prayer. We'll ask our Lord that he always help us to see and to hear the truth that he is indeed among us and that he does indeed work for our good. So let's pray. Our heavenly gracious Father, we rejoice and give thanks for the many gifts that you have given us each and every day. Like Israel, you provide for us our daily bread, everything that we need, house and home, husband, wife, children, work, friends, family, food, drink, everything, both body and soul, including forgiveness, life and salvation. Help us, Lord, not to be blind or to be hard-hearted or to be deaf towards your good and gracious work and your calling and gathering and blessing. Help us always to see that you are indeed among us and to never wander or wonder, to always stand firm in the faith that you are indeed always with us, that you are always working for the good of our salvation. We rejoice in your Son, Jesus, in whose name, in his name we pray. Amen. Have a great week.